It's Tuesday, January 18th, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Bacon-Martin. She is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
How was New Orleans?
It was fantastic.
I hate you.
Well, it's a great city to be in, and nice long weekend.
Still hate him. Moving on. Kyle and I get to hang out together tonight because there's a really cool thing going on at the Fayetteville Public Library. Theater Squared has started doing these artists' forums before their shows. Mm-hmm. Tonight's is especially exciting because it's for an original script called Sundown Town by Kevin Cohey. This play is getting a lot of attention.
I was in a restaurant on Dixon Street last week, and the couple next to me were just talking about it and discussing what it might be, and they were anxious to see it, and they knew Threepenny Acre would be in the show. They're providing live music inside the show. It's going to be very interesting.
And, you know, we had a story in our year-end stories about how live theater has really hit critical mass in Northwest Arkansas for the first time, that it's becoming something people go and do, like they go hear live music, like they go to ball games.
Right.
And this is going to be a well-attended, very important show that will get national notice.
And if you want to hear from the playwright and T2's artistic director and the director of the play tonight, this
6:30 at the library.
Right, in the Walker Community Room. And these are fun. And you get a sneak preview of the play. You hear some of the story. And you'll hear the playwright. It's going to be very interesting tonight. And it's absolutely free. Just show
up. Absolutely. And also tonight, Railroad Earth.
Ah, at George's.
Which most recently played at Yonder Mountain String Band's Harvest Festival, is at George's. Tickets are $20, and the show will start about 9 o'clock. And I want to goose you into something for tomorrow.
Okay.
Arkansas's Apple Roots.
At Shiloh Museum.
A sandwiched-in program at noon tomorrow with Roy Rahm, Emeritus Professor of Horticulture from the University of Arkansas and owner of the Rahm Family Orchard in Fayetteville. These things start at noon. They're fun. They're casual.
And let me tell you, I've talked to Roy Rahm before about apples, and he can just tell you, because this was the apple center of North America at one point. It's been a while, but it's a very interesting story about how Ozarks and apples, and then the apples eventually gave way to poultry.
And if these are, you know, if you're just now putting down roots in Northwest Arkansas, these noon programs are a great way to feed and water your plant.
Now, I realize that a lot of people can't get away at noon on a Wednesday, but there are podcasts that the Shiloh Museum does.
Yes.
And I hope I'm not speaking out of turn. I hope this has turned into a podcast as well.
Oh, I'm sure it will at some point. Because they run a little bit behind on them, but they're big on their podcasts, and it's a great way to get to do everything you miss.
Yeah. Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.